Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third. The third baseman, Howard Fragaugh. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Denver Grigsby. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mandy Brooks. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Cooper. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Wilbur Cooper. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ray Blades. Batting second. The shortstop, Jimmy Cooney. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chick Hafey. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ralph Schinners. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Haynes. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Jesse Haynes. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Schinners. Adams reaches second base with a double. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote takes first base on ball four. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh bunts towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to third. Heathcote moves to second. One out. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adams scores. Heathcote moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heathcote scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Blades is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blades hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brooks. Cooney reaches second base with a double. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby strikes out. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grigsby. Bottomley reaches second base with a double. Cooney scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez bunts towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Moranville moves to second. One out. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Shinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Blade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ralph Shinners is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shinners hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shinners moves to third. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Shinner scores. Bell moves to second. It's Cubs, 2, Cardinals, 2. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes bunts towards first. Grimm juggles the ball. That's an error on Grimm. Bell moves to third. O'Farrell moves to second. Ray Blades is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blades is 0-for-1 in the game. Blades hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards second. Adams scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Heathcott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Blades. Heathcott reaches second base with a double. Howard Fraygaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraygaugh is 0-for-0 in the game. Fraygaugh bunts towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. Heathcott moves to third. One out. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grigsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it and throws to home to get Heathcott. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Shinners. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Grigsby goes all the way around to score. Grimm moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bottomley hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hafey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-0 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bottomley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Schinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a line drive into left field. Blades settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ralph Schinners is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schinners is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schinners hits a fly ball into left field. Grigsby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heathcott hits a fly ball into center field. Schinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 0-for-0 in the game. Fragaugh hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Hafey, who is chasing the ball. Fragaugh reaches third base with a triple. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grigsby hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Grimm hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Schinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-0 in the game. Haynes takes first base on ball 4. Ray Blades is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blades is 0-for-2 in the game. Blades takes first base on ball 4. Haynes moves to second. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cooney bunts towards the mound. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. Haynes moves to third. Blades moves to second. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-2 in the game. Hornsby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A three-run home run. It's Cubs, 5, Cardinals, 5. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bottomley hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 0-for-2 in the game. Hafey hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Moranville hits a fly ball into right field. Hafey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ralph Schinners is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schinners is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schinners hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heathcott. Bell reaches second base with a double. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Haynes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schinners, who is chasing the ball. Adams reaches third base with a triple. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heathcott hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Fraga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney can't make a play. That's a base hit. Adams scores. It's 6-5, Cubs. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grigsby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Fraga moves to second. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-3 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schinners. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Fraga scores. Grimm goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Cubs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Blades is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blades is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Blades hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cooney hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bottomley hits a line drive into left field. Grigsby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heathcote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams moves to third. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Fragaugh hits a line drive into right field. Hafey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 0 for 3 in the game. Hafey takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Schinners is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schinners is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schinners hits a pop-up towards third. Fragaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. O'Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hafey moves to second. Ernie Vick pinch hits for Jesse Haynes. Ernie Vick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Flint Rem now pitching. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Grigsby hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Grimm hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Brooks hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Moranville hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Blades is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blades is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Blades takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cooney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blades moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Blades moves to third. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it and throws to home to get Blades. Cooney moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hafey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and St. Louis Cardinals, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.